Hello everyone, welcome back to the World of Apps podcast. My name's Francesco and I'm your host for the regular features here on the Anchor podcast, as well as the standalone podcast available on all different types of podcast sites. So I know you guys have been enjoying some of the last couple of features, and as we start a brand new week, I wanted to go in a bit more detail about Anchor. Now, Anchor is an application that I currently use to create the podcast. Now, let me give you a bit of background. I'm someone who have always wanted to create a podcast. Actually, it started about 3 or 4 times separately over the last 4 or 5 years on different sites like SoundCloud and also uploading it to Apple directly. But I was never really able to on this extent. Now, the real reason I wanted to start a podcast is because I thought it would be a good medium to talk about productivity as a whole, applications that you can use on a daily basis to become more productive. Now, for those who don't follow me on YouTube, I really try and talk about the functionality versus necessarily their sort of like education around productivity to help avoid any, like, you know, for example, the apps help you to get things done across your day, but me telling you how to get things done, it won't be that effective because you all have your different recipes when it comes to getting things done. So I try and give you pointers around the productivity apps, but I don't try and like teach you how to be productive necessarily. So the podcast was naturally the next part of that stage. So obviously when I was looking around for stuff and then when I was like, okay, podcasts, I could start an Anchor channel. An Anchor channel would allow me to set, like, create a regular piece. And the cool thing with an Anchor channel is essentially live for 24 hours. But recently what they did is they allowed you to create a podcast out of this, which is very cool. So now I have my own podcast, which is very fun. I love doing it as well. It's a very enjoyable thing to do. And what I wanted to do is sort of give you a few pointers when it comes to actually starting a new Anchor station or podcast that will give you some advice. Like, I know a lot of people tend to be nervous when they start a podcast or something like this, just because it is very overwhelming. Putting yourself out there, you know, getting it wrong and things like that is something that is all part and parcel of this experience. So in today's feature, let's talk about starting a new podcast or Anchor station, some advice and tips that we think might help, and also just a roundup at the end. So let's jump in. So the first thing I would recommend doing is choose your niche. Now, a lot of the time when it comes to like working out what you want to talk about, I would recommend picking something niche because there's a lot of people talking about big topics, and that's great because they've managed to evolve to that position. But a lot of the time they started out with a niche, which is great. So for example, when I got started on the YouTube channel, although it's grown to about 10,000, it's not too much. But when I got started, I was like, okay, I could go for technology as a big niche, talking about tech products. I had a Chromebook, I had an Android devices, I had iPhones that I could review. And at the time, it was a popular thing to talk about. But I didn't really feel that, one, confident about talking about tech. And two, it wasn't niche enough. Like, when I chose productivity apps, I was like, okay, one, I know a lot about productivity apps and details of them. And two, it's a niche topic, so I can go into real detail here and get a really strong audience. So one of my first recommendations for those starting a new Anchor podcast, or just a podcast, or even a YouTube channel, you can apply this to any content across the board, is to pick your niche. A niche will help you define who you are and what you talk about, and you could always evolve your niche in the future. So for example, if I get too comfortable in the productivity space, I can grow out to study apps, or I can grow out to technology as a whole. And once I evolve to that space, it gives me much deeper information to go and cover. So that's brilliant. So what I recommend, pick that niche and stick with it for at least, I would say, at least 6 months to a year to understand whether you are picking up any traction in there. Don't expect massive results in your first year. When I got started out on a niche, I only gathered, I think, 1,000 subscribers in a whole year. And I mean, that's fairly good, but it's not really talking about hundreds of thousand numbers, is it? And then it took me the next year to get to 5,000. So, you know, that sort of progress is good. So be patient and choose that niche wisely. So once you have chosen that niche, obviously you have that. You can start modifying what your content looks like. What I recommend doing is grabbing like 20, 30 minutes, sitting down with that niche and actually working out what your first 10 to 20 features are. Now, when it comes to a podcast, obviously, like putting stuff out on Anchor, obviously daily features help. But if you're looking at something like a YouTube channel, or even like a podcast, you know, weekly features are a good idea because they help break up the information. You can put out two or three regularly a week. And what I recommend doing is once you have those first 10 to 20, get started on them straight away. A lot of people worry about the quality versus like the actual delivery. So for example, if you've got, I think the first couple of months of doing a podcast, I was just using my headphones, the ones with the microphone in it, and I was just delivering them just purely because I wanted to get that content out there. I didn't worry too much about the quality of stuff and more about the quantity and making sure I delivered it to get that audience to get started. Now, what I recommend doing after you've got those 20 is just start going. Like with a YouTube channel, it's very similar. You can just use your smartphone. A smartphone is a good solution to creating videos and it's pretty easy to get started. You can upload it or even edit it on the device and upload it using a regular service like iMovie or even like Sony Vega if they have a free option. So there are freemium video editing softwares out there that you can get started with. And the same with a podcast. If you're doing a fresh podcast, there is a plenty of resources out there for podcasting and uploading them for free. You can even upload them through something like SoundCloud or even create a fresh podcast on Anchor to really help things get started. So there's really a relaxed style here. There's no pressure on you, but this 10 to 20 videos will give you enough content for 2 or 3 weeks to get started with. Now, don't fret if you run out of content in the first week. Good idea. Sit down and do another mind map session. Maybe make 40 videos. Ask some of your community who you've already got, grab them and just say, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? Add them on Skype and just say, hey, do you mind if I do a quick video call? And go through those questions. Just go, what videos can I add? What sort of style of content are you looking for? What would be ideal in the future? They'll appreciate it and you'll gather a lot of insights into what your audience, who your audience are and what your audience want to be listening to. So when it comes to actually starting a Anchor station, obviously daily features count. Now, the cool thing with Anchor is you've got 24 hours to upload your piece and then it stops being live. You can add it as a podcast or an episode so you can go back and enjoy some of that content. However, daily features count. So make sure that if you're looking to start an Anchor station, make sure to upload daily and then be able to have that posted regularly in the morning and separate the segments in 3-hour blocks or so. That's what I tend to do, and it tends to work in being able to reach out to everyone out there. And of course, they build up stats weekly, so you've got like a daily leaderboard, which gives you an indication of how successful your station is. Now, coming back from holiday, I was like in the top 100 now, which is a bit of a pain, but I dive into the top 20 or so in like the evenings. Now, naturally, that's because Anchor's blown up over the last couple of weeks, and I was regularly in the top 20, in the top 10 actually, a couple of months ago. But now is the case, it's become more competitive and even better, which is great. So I need to up my game, obviously. Daily features do help that. So obviously, putting up as many as you can on a regular basis really does help. Hitting the 10-minute mark is another good suggestion. That was the recommendation when I got started, to try and hit over 10 minutes worth of content to make sure that the content is of high quality and that you deliver a regular feature. And of course, with the Anchor Station, you can actually upload everything as a podcast. So once you're happy, you can actually submit it as an Apple podcast, a Google Play Music podcast, and it will also become available on all of those different platforms like Overcast. And I think they're adding options for Pocket Cast and things like that, other podcasting applications. So it's becoming quite exciting because you can create all of your content audio-wise pretty much on Anchor. It will deliver on two platforms if you organize it in an efficient way. That way you can keep your community regularly updated. What I recommend doing is, because Anchor has that call-in feature which allows you to reply, what I recommend doing is always recommend to the podcast community to tweet you and things like that to be able to get reactions and comments. So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's feature about starting a new Anchor station. Also, the general starting a new content station like YouTube or podcast or blog, things like that. This advice will filter through to all of those different formats. So if you enjoyed this feature, feel free to favorite on Anchor, subscribe on the podcast, and if you're not added me on YouTube, feel free to add me on YouTube. I put out regular videos as well. I've recently just going to be upgrading to a new camera, so we're going to get some really nice footage, some really, hopefully some really strong new rebrand as well, so you guys will be enjoying some of the content there in more depth. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Anyway, guys, tomorrow we'll be talking a little bit more about the app stores, about how you can understand which one's better if you're looking at getting an iPhone or you're looking at getting a Google phone, so we give you a better understanding of that. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the world of apps today. Make sure to have a great day. Keep productive, and I'll see you guys very, very soon. Cheers.